This episode of The Arena, a multi-platform gaming news podcast post-show, is sponsored by, well, of course, you. If you want to learn more about how you can support the show, go to patreon.com/thearena_podcast. Hey everyone, welcome into The Arena, multi-platform gaming news podcast, episode 91 post-show. I'm your host, Expat, along with my co-hosts, Burley of Burleman Gaming and Turn-Based Carl. How you guys holding up, man? Carl, how you holding up, Mr. Pokey? So for all of you that did not watch the regular episode and you're tuning into the post-show late, Pokey is a chocolate snack here in Japan. It's like a breadstick that has chocolate or like green tea flavor or strawberry flavors on them. They're very popular here in Japan. But obviously in America, it has a different pronunciation, right, Carl?
I would assume most people would say it like that, but maybe I'm wrong. But if you're listening to this, let us know if you say Pocky or Pokey, when referring to these Japanese breadstick, treats snacks. With the chocolate
snacks.
On them.
Snacks.
They've been in America for quite a while now. I mean, because I remember them when I was young. It was one of the early sort of things that came over, along with it was very much like I said, tied to the anime sort of explosion that people, they're like, what else can we sell to these people who like anime? That's from Japan.
Yeah.
And that was one of them.
Yeah. Well, it's anime is a foreign loan word, obviously, for animation, of course. So well, they call it anime. Anime. That's how it's pronounced. Mm-hmm. So,
I mean, there was a time where they were trying to call it Japanimation, which
yeah.
I was like, oh, that's rough.
No, that's not good. Okay. So, minasan no nihonjin wa no tatoeba kiku no tatoeba poki wa yoko wakaru ne tatoeba oyatsu. So it's what I said is the Japanese listeners and viewers they'll understand what I'm saying by poki is a snack. So. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Burley, how you holding up there? Listening to our banter about Pokey.
Let's get hungry.
Yeah, Burley must be getting hungry there.
I'm getting hungry. I haven't had anything to eat. I have had spiritual opium this morning. I need my fix.
Yeah. I got to get some of that before I go to bed tonight. Yeah. So it's already 9:30 p.m. on Saturday as we're recording this. So yeah. So. Anyway, we got some things to talk about during the post show. So the first thing, right up my alley, that was announced this week, we didn't have a chance to talk about it on the regular show because we had so much about the showcases to talk about. We're still gonna cover a couple of the other showcases that went on this past week as well, and just talk about a game that we would like to play from that particular showcase. But before we get into that, of course, Assassin's Creed. Right up my alley, my favorite series, of course, Assassin's Creed's next game, of course, will be announced in September. So I will go ahead and put for you video viewers, I will put the link to the article below here. So they had a little event, the Ubisoft and the Assassin's Creed. So celebrating the 15th anniversary and, so they're not quite ready to formally announce a new Assassin's Creed game, at least not yet, but it does have plenty of other content in store for Valhalla, including a brand new roguelike mode due this summer. And then titled Forgotten Saga, the mode is described as a fresh take on the series formula and will be free to all players. It brings to mind Hades, the smash hit roguelite from Supergiant Games, only instead of the Greek underworld, it will feature Nilfheim, which fulfills a similar role in Norse mythology. So, and when it came to talking about Valhalla, so on top of the Forgotten Saga, Ubisoft also announced that Assassin's Creed fans can expect one final installment in Eivor's Saga. Like Forgotten Saga, this content will be a free chapter for all players and will arrive at the end of this year, 2022. So, a lot of Assassin's Creed news. So what do you guys think? Carl, I'll start with you. I'm excited, of course, but
I mean, this is going to be a big deal because it's a departure again. Like, they're doing the Assassin's Creed Infinite sort of thing. I mean, we don't know if that's the official title, but
yeah, I think it's codenamed Infinity at the moment. Yeah, but yeah. So
right, that's it. It's going to be more of a, I guess, a service version. But they did kind of say like it's still going to be like a full sort of Assassin's Creed game, but I guess they're going to build on it.
Yeah,
probably because they've kind of done that anyway. Mm-hmm. When it comes to their games recently, right? They keep adding significant size DLC, you know, yeah, story things to each game. Mm-hmm. And it would be interesting and make sense if they could be like, yeah, no, we did Valhalla and Odyssey, and let's say it was all one world and one game, right?
Yeah,
you can jump into whichever one you want, and maybe, you know, we do some Odyssey DLC, we do some Valhalla content, then we go back to Odyssey, and then we hit Origins, and then Valhalla. You know, like, they can do that now without feeling like we're going back to an old game. So, well, we'll see how it is. I wonder, September, does that mean there's going to be an Ubisoft showcase?
Maybe, yeah, because they didn't do one for the, you know, for June. So, yeah, it's possible. So maybe, yeah, September might be the big Ubisoft event, as well as the Assassin's Creed news.
The big Skull and Bones re-reveal.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe we'll finally get that. Yeah, that'll be the release. Yeah,
When we find out Beyond Good and Evil 2 is never happening.
What do you mean? We already know it's never happening. Yeah. Come on, man. Wow.
I haven't officially canceled it. Oh my God, I found out the other day they canceled my Shining Force mobile game.
Yeah, I heard about that. I heard you talking about that. Yeah.
So depressed. It actually looks good for a mobile game.
Yeah.
My poor franchise.
Yeah. So, Burley, what do you think of this Assassin's Creed news here? Yeah.
Just first, a moment of silence for Shining Force Mobile. Okay. Alrighty. You're welcome.
Silence is not good game when it comes to podcasts and when it comes to audio podcasts. But anyway.
People will understand on this, X-Pac.
They will.
People
will
understand. Hopefully, yeah. So anyway.
Press F to pay respect.
Yes. Roguelite, yeah, I didn't see this coming. Valhalla has sold very well for them, so they just want to keep it in and keep, because it is still keep selling. So they want to keep it in there. Now, is this something coming that we have to pay, or is this a free update? Because to be honest, I don't know. Mm-hmm. If this is a free update and I don't have to pay, yeah, I'll try this out. It'll give me a reason to go back to Valhalla.
Yeah.
But if this is something I got to pay, you know, $10.99 or whatever price to go back to this just to have a roguelite mode, it's like,
I thought you said it was free when you were reading it.
Well, the Forgotten Saga Eivor's Tale will be free. Yes.
Oh, that's not a free chapter. That's not the roguelite.
Right.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Hey, hopefully it's free. I'm curious to see how it'll work for as a roguelite.
Mm-hmm.
How they'll do it. Just because, like, playing the whole game as a roguelite could be very interesting. But I don't know how the hell you would do that for that giant story.
Yeah. Well, you bounce back into the Animus and then you get thrown back to that particular time frame that you started, maybe. Who knows? I don't know. But...
Oh, because I like some of those missions get long.
Yeah.
And like, if I got to do a 2-hour mission, I die and I got to go back to the beginning.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, like, that's like... I want to see how they do it before I judge it, but like if they do it that way, as I just said, that's not something I'm going to want to see.
Yeah.
There must be some sort of like progress mechanism if it's somehow the entire game, because there's no way that you could do it like that.
Yeah. Anyway, we shall see. I mean, when it comes to the Eivor part of the story that, you know, it's going to be coming out later. I mean, maybe it'll be a later part of her life, I would hope. You know, it'd be interesting to see. So, like, is she still in England at that point? You know, and the for example, the village that she's building throughout, you know, Assassin's Creed Valhalla, how much has it expanded, or has it been, you know, attacked or anything like that? So, later on in history, I mean, you know, what points and what characters might we see? And that'll be interesting to find out. So, yeah, good stuff. Okay, there were a couple of other, of course, events that came. Of course, one was the Future Games Show. And I'm going to go to the page here for that. And, of course, the link to the page here is below for all of you video viewers. And so, there were a couple of games that we liked at the Future Games Show. And I'm going to scroll here and show you mine. Let's see if I can get to it here. So we get down. Keep going here. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. There were a lot of games shown here, obviously. So yeah, Bright Memory Infinite. This was the one I liked here. So yeah. So gorgeous first-person shooter. It's already on PC, actually, but it's coming to PS5 and Switch, as well as Xbox Series X and Series S. And it was revealed here during the Future Games Show. So I'll go ahead and expand this so you can see it.
This is the game that they showed off for Xbox, like teased out one of their showcases a long time ago.
And about at least a year ago, yeah.
And then they released like Bright Memory, which was kind of like a short demo
version. Very short demo version, yeah. So, yeah. But I like the combat in this, and of course, the FPS elements to it.
Yeah, it's a very pretty looking game. The fact that it's already out on PC and nobody talked about it, it doesn't really bode well.
Yeah. But
It is pretty to look at, I'll tell you that.
Though who knows, maybe one day it'll just come to Game Pass and then we have no excuse to try.
You kind of feel like it should be, considering it did have that tie to Xbox.
Yeah.
And maybe it will. Yeah. I mean, it was announced here, so maybe not.
Of course, they got to have her in a bikini. Yeah.
What was that?
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah, that's kind of strange there. Yeah. So
I mean, not
kind of strange. No, that's a marketing decision.
Yeah.
Intentional marketing decision.
Yeah. Okay, Burley, I'll go to you. What game do you want to talk about here that was on the Future Game Show?
Sunday Gold.
Oh, that's mine. Stole it.
Nice. So both of you that. Let's see where it is here.
Sunday Gold looks good, man.
Yeah, it does.
All right. Yeah. Well, both of you guys, go ahead and talk about it since it's both of yours. So, a classic adventure style game with brutal turn-based. Turn-based, of course. Why am I not surprised? Yeah.
But I love that they have to make the distinction. Brutal turn-based.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's got to be brutal, right? Yeah. Yeah.
But like this stuff here is so reminding me of like Deathloop and stuff like that. I like showing you the different characters of the little thing. I kind of like that for this little reveal trailer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Carl,
it says it's a dramatic turn-based adventure about three wanted fugitives attempting to escape.
Yeah.
And yeah, the art style is really nice. Actually, it's a really great trailer. This the music is really interesting. Just the atmosphere and style of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yeah, the combat looks pretty cool too. Interested for sure. Team 17 has actually had a bunch of interesting as a publisher, indies and stuff that I've seen and been interested in.
Cool.
And you're playing as fugitives trying to escape. So you know what? It's something a little different than what we typically get.
So. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Good stuff. All right. And we had one more from the events that we had this past week. We had a lot of events, obviously. So we had the the PC gaming show announcements. Okay.
I got a couple, so I guess since I lost, we didn't have a third one there.
Yeah. So PC gaming show. So Carl, what did you have for the PC gaming show that you wanted to talk about?
Okay. The one that I was looking at, there's three. So, okay. Tactical Breach Wizards.
Okay. Let me get to that. Here we go.
From the makers of Gunpoint and Heat Signature, Tactical Breach Wizards looks like this is someone else writing it. I shouldn't even read this, but cool turn-based tactical game set in dystopic future on the brink of a fifth world war.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can wish list it. I gotta wish list it.
Are you doing that now? You're wish listing it right now?
I will. I'm getting to the next one that I'm interested
in. I do like the art style, and this just looks zany and crazy.
Yeah, yeah. So, it looks fun.
Yeah. Rewind.
Rewind.
Yeah, you can rewind. Okay.
Yeah, no, that looks really cool. And that's just a fantastic name. Come on. Tactical Breach Wizards. Can't go wrong with that name.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So if you rewind, that means you can actually, stop yourself from dying from the previous attempt, maybe?
I'd imagine. Yeah, I mean, rewind is great in these type of games. Like, Fire Emblem has it.
Mm-hmm.
Others, so a lot don't. But there are a lot of times where I feel like, man, I wish I could just undo. Like, sometimes you accidentally make a move in one of these turn-based type games. Mm-hmm. And you're like, I didn't want to move my character there. And now I'm stuck and, like, I've basically wasted a turn.
Uh-huh.
So it would be nice to undo in a lot of these games.
Mm. Yeah.
But sometimes it can feel like cheating and make it too easy. So I get why they don't.
Okay. Carl, what was the other game?
I got two others. Potion Craft.
Okay.
Alchemist Simulator. It just looks like a fun. Yeah, I sometimes like these sort of like simmy, type things. It's leaving early access, and it has a nice art style too.
Yeah,
like kind of like Pentiment, which we saw.
Yeah, I was gonna say it looks very similar to Pentiment in the art style.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
New salts and map mechanics.
Yeah, it's just
a revamped element system. Yeah.
It's cute looking, like you dropping all the ingredients into the different things and weighing stuff, and there's little animations for when you're doing your pouring things. It's just cool. I like that.
Hmm. Okay.
I wonder if I can wish list. No, it's a Steam already. It's already early access, so it's probably.
Okay. And what was the other one, Carl? The last one?
Nitro Kid.
That's actually my pick.
There you go. I'll let Burley then. Take it away.
Burley, take it away. Go ahead, man.
So Nitro Kid. Nitro Kid has style, it has flair, and it looks like cocaine-fueled fever dream from a kid's television in the 80s.
Knight Rider.
It's a tactical turn base around the art of karate, though even there's Goro like boss with four arms. So you're using like cards and stuff to make your actions. It just and like you're picking, you can see how your moves go and how it affects on the playing field of where you're hitting.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
I love this trailer. This trailer is just zany, over the top, crazy.
Yeah, great trailer. It really is.
Yeah. So there you go. You got your cards. You're picking in that. Your
action. That's the one thing that gave me a pause with it was the cards. And I'm not really a big fan of the card thing. But yeah, like stylistically, it's doing a lot of awesome stuff. So.
Nice.
I love that he's just like, forearms. Okay, I'll flick my nose and just take him down. Mm-hmm. Play free demo. Wish list now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just wish listed it. and the tactical breach wizards.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at Potion Craft. It is $14.99 right now.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
All right. My pick was System Shock. And I don't know if you guys have played System Shock from 1994, but is the remake. Yeah. So I really enjoyed the shooting elements of this, and you'll see it here in a minute.
I did see this trailer actually too. I love this DOS sort of era boot up.
Yeah, the DOS era. Yeah, good stuff.
Brings back memories.
Yeah, and the guy that was the developer of the 1994 game, he was talking about the 1994 game in the sense that there was so much text on the screen, you know, those DOS element texts and everything that just kind of hampered everything at that time. But there wasn't anything they could really do about it, you know. So, yeah.
And this one is coming to consoles too, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, well, I like that little electricity rod there, and
first looks good.
And I like these the corridors and everything too, so yeah, space elements, yeah, good stuff. Yeah, this is kind of like the predecessor to BioShock
games.
So System Shock, the predecessor of BioShock. So looks good, man. Kind of like a mech there he had to destroy. So, yeah, good stuff, man. So yeah, so System Shock. Yeah, that's my game. So another first person shooter though. Yeah. So good stuff.
Who knows? Maybe with the remake they'll add the third person mode. Free update.
Who knows, man?
Like Resident Evil.
Yeah. Who knows? So yeah, so that was the final, of course, showcase that they had of this past week. So yeah, well, lots of good stuff, lots of games that they showed this week. So yeah, it was awesome stuff. So yeah, I mean, we possibly, of course, I think they already announced it. I think, Carl, you were talking about it on the regular regular episode of the podcast. Nintendo Direct is going to be coming at the end of this month. So we're going to be getting another Direct. I don't know about another showcase, Burley, with PlayStation.
State of Play.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think we're going to have to get one. If God of War is coming this year, we got to get one in the next 2 months, because they've got to start showing like a little bit more of the game and giving us like, hey, that this game is coming.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling since that this is, we're at the end of June and they haven't shown us much this year. Yeah. I'm starting to think God of War ain't coming this year. It's going to be an early to mid 2023 game.
Ooh.
I wouldn't put money on that game coming this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you never know. Yeah. It could hit, but the way things are, expect delays for everything.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, cause they're talking about Spider-Man 2, you know, coming out in 2023. I don't think that game's coming next year.
Yeah. I mean, I think Final Fantasy 16 is going to hit next year.
Yeah. Yeah. Final Fantasy 16 will probably.
But I think Final Fantasy Rebirth not hitting next year, even though they said next winter. Like, I don't believe that for a second.
I could see Rebirth hitting winter, but it's not a high chance. And the only reason I think it could is they have a lot of assets, but it all depends. Like, how much is this game going to be? Like, like, are we going to get another 20 something hour story?
You'd assume, right? You know, but they can get away with when they said winter, right? They said next winter. So if we're talking about like that could extend into, you know, January, February, March of 2024.
Yeah. So. Yeah, we shall see. But anyway, So that's going to do it for the post show for this week. So we hope to catch you in the next episode of the post show when we record it. Of course, it goes up to our Patreon and early access in video and audio formats. And of course, the audio version will go up on Wednesdays. But the video version will be coming with the regular podcast episode to our YouTube channel after early access on Sunday. That's at youtube.com/TheArenaProductions. So please go and check that out. So thank you so much. And we appreciate you all for coming and checking out the post-show content as well as our podcast episodes. So I've been your host, Expat, along with my co-hosts, Burley Burleman Gaming and Turnbase Carl. We hope to catch you in the next edition of the post show, as well as the regular episodes of the podcast. So take care, everyone. Peace out.